The University of Wisconsin football team won its first five games and had its sights set on a Big Ten championship. But then they lost six of their next eight games. Instead of Pasadena, the Badgers will play the University of Colorado in the Alamo Dome December 28th. But for a comparably minor bowl game, ticket sales from Wisconsin appear to be relatively brisk. At last check, the University of Wisconsin Alumni Association sold about 400 packages. Travel agencies say sales have exceeded their expectations, too. Dave Wade is executive vice president of Milwaukee-based Funjet Travel.
We've probably got about 400 people total. When we've done the Rose Bowl, we've probably done somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 passengers. Overall, travel is still a little bit down due to the economy, but we were very pleased with the turnout.
If the economy is keeping some Badger fans at home this holiday season, the team's lackluster season may be doing the same for others. Andy Baggett is a sports writer for the Wisconsin State Journal newspaper in Madison. He says he's heard from many fans who think the Badgers don't deserve a bowl game with a 7-6 record. But Baggett says there are 28 bowl games these days, and times have changed.
A team's worthiness to get into a bowl is no longer what it used to be. They got 7 wins. That is the defined element for getting into a bowl, and they got it. So as far as I'm concerned, they're worthy to go.
Baggett says a playoff would restore meaning to postseason college football games. Still, Baggett and Wade say fans going to San Antonio should have a good vacation. All told, Wade says he thinks 15,000 to 20,000 Badger fans will be at the game. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.